Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
He'll just absolutely delight now to get to the final, I suppose. Look, you know, look, coming up here today, you're not too sure what to, you know, look, it's hard to gauge, I suppose, how what sort of game it'll be. You know, you're trying to do your homework on them, and you know, look, so, but it's hard to know what to expect. You know, so look, we got a good start. We were playing with the wind in the first half, and you know, we got out in front, and you know, Colin got a good goal there earlier on, and you know, I suppose just absolutely delighted now to be going to Croke Park. You know, I suppose it's every club's dream, and you know, it's reality now, I suppose, for the lads, and you know, something really, really to look forward to for the next 2 weeks.
Obviously, Ronan, as you've alluded to, the message was probably keeping everyone focused that the job today was all about getting over the line, whether it was 20 points or a point. The fact that she set out the stall early on meant that they were listening to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like we spoke during the week about, you know, taking, you know, respecting the competition and respecting the opponent and respecting everything about the game, and you know, look, they did that. You know, their focus was great in the warm up. You know, you kind of know when you see them, you know, that they were very tuned in, and you know, we started great. You know, and look, as I said, it's just about getting to the final. You know, semi-finals are awful places to lose. You know, there's nothing for you at the end of the day. You know, and it's great now just to get over and get to the final.
Did you feel at half time that you were well on the way?
I suppose we did, really. I suppose, look, you were well on top. I suppose, you know, I was worried about something could go wrong. And look, we were just emphasising about not getting a goal. And I suppose if they didn't get a goal, you know, we were going to be probably okay, you know. So, look, the first 10 minutes of the second half, you know, was you know, I think it was only 5-3 in the third quarter, maybe, score-wise. So, you know, it was tight enough. But, look, we didn't concede any goal. And you know, we were probably, you know, not too bad in facing into the last quarter.
Ronan, this team have kind of utterly transformed from the team that played Drumtariff and where you found yourselves at half time in the county final. Like, there's been an absolute transformation. You wouldn't recognise the team now.
Yeah, and I suppose if you go back a bit further than that, if you the first round against Killevullen, you know, there's a big change from then as well. At half time, we were down a goal, you know, and look, you know, we fellas were brittle enough, you know, they were coming off, you know, losing a county final in the football, you know, against Rockchapel, you know, Mitchellstown, and you know, look, you're starting out a campaign, and you know, I suppose, look, we knew your confidence is an awful big part of any team, you know, and I suppose the confidence wasn't hugely high with them hurling wise, you know, so we kind of concentrated on just winning, you know, quarter by quarter, as Joseph says, you know, and you know, like, you know, we built it up from there, and you know, like, I suppose. Yeah, like every day, you know, that you can see them getting more confident, you know, playing better, you know. It's been amazing, really, to be honest about it.
And what will be absolutely amazing for everyone is Croke Park next day out in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, sure, look, I suppose it's the thing of dreams, really, you know. I mean, you know, being involved in any club, you know, as a young boy, you know, the thought of going to Croke Park with your own club is just, you know, an amazing, you know, thought, really. And I suppose for the lads now, and for the Ballygiblin people and the community and the people that were involved in the club, you know, to go to Croke Park for an All-Ireland final is just massive. And, you know, the build-up for the next 2 weeks, you know, is going to be nearly as good as the game in ways, you know, like speaking to clubs who were there, you know, before, you know, to really embrace and cherish the build-up, you know, because, look, it's going to be a tough game. Mooncoin, I think, are winning at the moment, you know, a very strong team, you know, for Kilkenny. So, you know, it's going to be really hard to win it. You know, obviously, we'll try, you know, we'll be doing everything we can to win it. But, you know, the day and the memory and the build-up, you know, that'll be there forever. Like, so, you know, it's just something to embrace and cherish, really.
But to think that Ballygiblin are the first junior club from Avondhu to ever get to Croke Park, whatever happens in 2 weeks' time, they'll remember that for the rest of their life.
Oh, they will, yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, it's a memory that you'll always have. Like, and, you know, I suppose, look, you know, you'd really have to compliment the GA and Sean Kelly at the time, I suppose, from opening it up to intermediate and junior clubs, because, look, you know, even the senior clubs, I suppose, they get there a bit more regularly, you know, the Ballyhales and the Corrafins and the Cross McGlins or the Nemo Rangers, but you know, smaller clubs, you know, you really only have one chance. We're fully aware this is our one opportunity. I mean, to be here, I suppose we got here. You know, we're at the gates now, and you know, we're looking forward to going through them. Like, you know, so yeah, absolutely. It's just, you know, it is fantastic. You know, I'm just delighted for the people involved. You know, the excitement that it gives people. You know, like fellas who soldiered all through the years up with the club. You know, bringing it on, hoping and hoping. It's, you know, it's it's fantastic, you know, to and I suppose being, you know, looking on from the outside a little bit, I suppose, you know, to see the joy it gives them, you know, absolutely brilliant.
People were shocked the other night when the Taoiseach announced that the end of the lockdown was coming. Maybe for you now in 2 weeks' time, it'll be the end of the hair. We all know the story of the hair, that you decided to let it grow during lockdown and you couldn't cut it while Ballygibbon were winning and on the journey to Croke Park. There's a rumour going around that there'll be a hair-cutting ceremony in Croke Park in 2 weeks' time.
There could be, all right, yeah, you wouldn't know. I wouldn't rule anything out with these fellas. But look, yeah, I suppose I'm looking forward to getting a cut actually myself now, you know, so I'm glad the All-Ireland final is in 2 weeks now and not six. But no, it's great, and it's a great little story as well, you know, like just to add another little bit to it. And, you know, like, as I said, you got to enjoy all these things, you know. As I said before, you know, the last 2 years has shown us the enjoyment of sport and, you know, things we took for granted in life and enjoyment and enjoying things. And, you know, look, this is, you know, this is just a dream story for everyone in Ballygibbon.
Find your own, a lot of work to do for you and the rest of the lads before running out in Croke Park in 2 weeks' time.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, you know, we need to knuckle down now, you know, the lads, you know, they'll enjoy tonight now and stuff, and you know, we'll knuckle down again, you know. Obviously, look, you know, goes without saying, any Kilkenny team in Croke Park, you know, is a formidable challenge, you know. Their record at this level is huge. I mean, if it is Mooncoyne, I mean, look, they're in the final in 2017 against Mayfield. I was at that game actually on the day. Brilliant game of hurling, fantastic game. So, you know, they have experience at Croke Park, they're back again. You know, they have a very good minor team to win the county in Kilkenny 3 years ago. Look, so, you know, they're you know, and look, the one thing about Kilkenny teams, you know, they have great temperament, you know, they always play, they always perform, you know, so look, it's a huge challenge, but look, one we're really looking forward to.